is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Thanksgiving is a funny way of showing people exactly who they are. Not in the Hallmark movie kind of way, not in the gather around the fire and share your gratitude fantasy, but in the real way, the honest way, the way where your choices land this year kind of way. Most people get a table, a seat, a place in the chaos of a family meal, the warmth of tradition, or at least the illusion of it. But this year, three names we've all talked about endlessly, Brian Koberger, Sean Diddy Combs, and Donna Adelson, will not be carving turkeys or pouring wine or pretending not to notice the tension simmering three seats down. No, they're having Thanksgiving behind bars. And Thanksgiving behind bars, it's not a holiday. It's a timestamp, a reminder, a punctuation mark slapped onto the end of a very different sentence than the one they thought they were writing. Because once you're in the system, Thanksgiving isn't warmth. It isn't family. It isn't love. It's a tray. It's a scoop. It's a plastic fork in a moment when the world outside is celebrating, but you aren't. And the contrast between these three, who they were, where they lived, how they moved through the world, makes this Thanksgiving almost poetic in the darkest way possible. Let's start in Idaho with Brian Koberger and his Thanksgiving in a vacuum. Brian Koberger, the man at the center of one of the most gut-wrenching murder cases in recent history, will be spending Thanksgiving in the Idaho Maximum Security Institution, a place where sound goes to die. This isn't a bustling prison yard. This isn't group chow. This is silence, isolation, a cell that closes on him like a lid. Wouldn't that be great if we put him in a Tupperware and forget to give it air? You gotta make it burp. No, you don't. Just shut the lid. Put him in it and shut the lid. Well, that's not going to have air. That's the point. He doesn't sit at a table. He doesn't lean over a tray next to anyone. There's no clatter of metal forks, no institutional chatter, no low-level hum of hundreds of people eating at the same time. His Thanksgiving, if you can even call it that, arrives through a slot, sliding into his world like a grim reminder of where he is. In Idaho prisons, their Thanksgiving is predictable because the system is predictable. Turkey, potatoes, vegetables, starch, a roll, something sweet enough to make inmates remember it's a holiday, but Koberger doesn't even get that. He's vegan. And unfortunately, Idaho honors that because legally they have to, unfortunately, which means instead of turkey, instead of gravy, instead of the one day where most inmates feel like the food is slightly less depressing, he gets the vegan holiday alternative, a plant-based entree, vegetables, fruit, if dessert doesn't fit. Bread, the simplest possible version of a holiday meal, stripped down to the bare bones of nutrition. And if you ask me, I think you should let him out of the yard for a little bit. Let him get a taste of maybe a little Big D. You know? Big D's coming for him. Why not Thanksgiving? That seems like a good as time as ever. This is Thanksgiving with the volume turned all the way down. No family, no warmth, no human contact, just a man sitting alone in a cement room eating the holiday in its most emotionally sterilized form, delivered by the same system whose job is simply to keep him alive until the next meal. Think about that. The man who once roamed a college campus studying criminology, trying to build a future that he believed he deserves, now taking Thanksgiving the same way he takes oxygen because the state mandates it. And then you got Diddy. Let's swing to the other coast, to the federal prison where Sean Diddy Combs is spending his Thanksgiving in the least glamorous environment imaginable, but a little bit nicer than Koberger's. If you ever want to understand how brutally the universe can recalibrate a life, watch a man who once built a Thanksgiving around excess, parties, performances, curated social media perfection, step into the federal prison chow hole for the holiday. No decorations, no music, no table settings, just a massive echoing room where the trays slide, boots shuffle, guards shout instructions like air traffic controllers who are out of patience, and the scent of industrial stream table turkey fills the air so heavily.
You can taste the preservatives before you sit down.
That's good steam table turkey, isn't it? The Federal Bureau of Prisons does Thanksgiving the same way every year. Turkey entree, a vegetarian alternative, mashed potatoes, vegetables, cranberry sauce, a dinner roll, a pumpkin dessert square. It's the federal government's attempt at holiday. And it hits with the emotional force of a DMV clerk saying next. And Diddy, the man whose entire persona was built on being the center of the universe, is now just another guy in line, holding his tray, moving forward, getting the same scoop of potatoes as the man behind him, the man in front of him. The man has no idea who he used to be and doesn't care because in prison nobody's autograph is worth anything. He will sit at a metal table bolted to the floor, surrounded by men who are eating fast because the line behind them never ends. He will eat a meal that looks a little festive if you've been incarcerated long enough, but otherwise has the charm of laminated cafeteria nostalgia. And the irony? Thanksgiving might be the closest thing to normal he's had in months. Not because it's warm, but because it's routine, predictable. The only thing in his life right now that isn't spiraling into scandal, accusations, investigations, and the collapse of the empire he once commanded. And then the matriarch, Donna Adelson, who I'm sure put on one hell of a Thanksgiving in the past for show. Be a little different this year. Once the orchestrator of perfectly controlled family holidays, now just another inmate in the Florida Department of Corrections. Florida prisons have the most recognizable Thanksgiving meal in the country, not because it's good, but because the women inside have described it over and over in vivid detail. Florida runs the same holiday setup like clockwork. Turkey slices, mashed potatoes, corn, cornbread stuffing, salad, a roll, pumpkin pie, cranberry sauce. Wow. If you've been in the Florida DOC long enough, you can practically set your internal calendar by the one day they bring out cranberry sauce. And Donna, the matriarch who once hosted Thanksgiving in a Miami home with all the warmth and civility money can buy or pretend to buy, now eats the same meal with hundreds of other women under fluorescent lights. No silverware, no tablecloths, no hosting, no image control, just the Florida DOC holiday tray, the great equalizer. She'll sit elbow to elbow with women whose lives she would have never crossed outside. Women with stories that would have horrified her. Women who have lost far more than she has. Women whose families aren't coming back for them. And she eats the exact same thing they do because in prison there's no such thing as status at the Thanksgiving table. That's the part that hits hardest. This is a woman who for years believed she could reshape the world to suit her narrative. Now her Thanksgiving is entirely dictated by a correctional menu cycle built to feed thousands of inmates as cheaply and uniformly as possible. Her life used to be curated. Now it's regulated. So what does Thanksgiving really look like for these three? It looks like loss, like consequence, like the unceremonial reality of what happens after your world collapses. Koberger, a vegan entree in silent isolation, Diddy, turkey loaf in a crowded federal chow hall with no spotlight to hide behind, and Donna Adelson, Florida's famous once-a-year pumpkin pie slice on a tray identical to the women sitting next to her. Three people with three different lives now unified by one truth. You don't get to choose your Thanksgiving when you've handed your life over to the system. The holiday becomes a mirror, and the reflection isn't flattering. It's not about the turkey. It's not about the dessert. It's not about any of the food. It's about being reduced to the same meal as everyone else because that's all you get, because that's where your choices brought you, because Thanksgiving behind bars is not a celebration. It's an inventory of what you've lost. And this year, that inventory is big. And long for all three of them. Give me your thoughts in the comment section. Are we too generous? Do we give them too much? Should we even be celebrating anything in our prison systems? Just keep it the same every day. You're there for a reason. Or should it be more by crime, by the type of crime you committed, what you're in there for? I'd be totally fine if they fed Koberger cockroaches and cock, literally, all day. Here you go. Here's another one coming through the hole. And then put them in the Tupperware and don't burp it. Just... what do you think? Give me your thoughts in the comments section on YouTube. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers Podcast.